I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to our podcasts, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
Hey folks, Dr. Joe Esposito here. I'm glad you're with me today. Today, I'm going to talk about coffee. And what I did this last week actually, I searched the internet and I said, what are some top topics that people are searching when it comes to healthcare? And surprisingly, coffee was right up there. And I thought, let's talk about this, but I'm not just going to bash coffee like you think I'm going to. I'm going to talk about some of the benefits of coffee and then the negative side effects, like the good and the bad, so to speak. And then we'll talk about other options because most of you drink coffee for energy, I'm assuming. And we're going to talk about some real simple fixes for that that are just going to blow your mind, that are way, way better than coffee and better energy, better clear thought. So to be fair, coffee does contain some essential nutrients. It's high in antioxidants. Now, what antioxidants are is they're chemicals that fight something called free radicals. Now, what are free radicals? You produce free radicals every day if you're eating a bad diet, alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, artificial sweeteners, cigarettes, air pollution, stress. You create these molecules, and they're kind of like Pac-Man. They eat through things. Waka, waka, waka. You've heard me say that before. And they're eating through things. Antioxidants stop them from doing damage. They kind of feed, you know, stuff their mouths so they stop doing damage. So antioxidants are good. Coffee has antioxidants in it. And it was funny because I looked at some of the nutrients that are found in coffee. I do that in air quotes because some of you listening on radio there. You know, B2, vitamin B2, 11% of the daily recommended dose. B5, 6%. Vitamin B1, 2%. Vitamin B, folate, 1%. Magnesium, potassium, all around 1%. 1%, essentially negligible. So from a nutrition standpoint, coffee is not nutritious. It does have antioxidants in it, but so does an apple. Okay, so we're going to talk about what that all means in a second. Now, all the nutrients, substantially more nutrients, you can get from something called Dr. Joe's Super Greens, Dr. Joe's Essential Source. They're two powders. They taste great, and I mix them together every day. You should, too. It's a minimum supplement you should take every day. And the Super Greens, the Essential Source, are going to give you exponentially, astronomically more nutrients than a cup of coffee would. So you want to make sure that you're doing those on a regular basis, Super Greens and Essential Source. And I don't want you to look at coffee as a supplement or a vitamin. Okay, it does have some antioxidants. But this is the sad part. Typical American diet or Western diet provides more antioxidants from coffee than from fruits and vegetables combined. So we're getting more antioxidants from drinking something that's I'm not a fan of than if you should. And also coffee is one of the most sprayed foods there are. When I say sprayed, chemicals. And many times the chemicals that are used are fungicides because coffee, when it's picked, is stored in these big bins and then fungus grows. So we spray chemicals on it to kill the fungus, but also pesticides and herbicides. Pesticides kill bugs. Herbicides kill weeds, by the way, in case you want to know the difference. And then we have the mold, the anti-mold chemicals. So it's very, very highly sprayed food. So I'll throw it out. I'll give you the spoiler alert. If you're going to do coffee, and I'm going to give you options to coffee too. Hopefully you'll go the options. But if you're going to do coffee, I want you to do organic only. That's it. Just that simple. Just do organic. You're not going to get those pesticides and chemicals. If you can do organic decaf, better still. But at least I'm begging you, please, if you're going to do coffee, organic only. Because coffee's a diuretic, makes you pee. So if you drink coffee, you have to drink a lot of water to replace the fluid. Coffee can irritate your bowels, and many people say, well, I have to have my coffee to get my bowels moving every day. True, but a cup of hot water would probably do a similar thing over time because your colon has gotten used to the acids in coffee irritating the bowels, causing them to contract. And it works. I'm giving you the benefits here. But I'd rather you not have to irritate your bowels to make them work. Your bowels should work because of a high-fiber diet and a high-fluid diet. You shouldn't have to rely on irritating the bowels to make them work. So it can be a stimulant. So I'm talking about the good of coffee. Then we're going to talk about other things about coffee. So coffee, of course, contains caffeine. That's a stimulant. And it can enhance brain function and boost metabolism. So there's a coffee pro. Give me the pros and cons. I'm trying to be fair here. Caffeine, most commonly consumed psychoactive substance in the world, meaning it affects the brain. Another term that's kind of more modern is nootropic, N-O-O-T-R-O-P-H-I-C. Nootropic is a supplement you take to make your brain work better. So by far, caffeine is the number one brain stimulant that we take. Soft drinks, tea, chocolate all contain caffeine, but coffee is by far the biggest source. In fact, if I read this one study and it was correct, 85% of the world does some type of caffeine or like coffee every day. That's amazing to me. And the reason I say that is I haven't had a cup of coffee since I was 16 years old and I worked at a donut shop. I made the donuts. I was 16 years old and I remember I had a cup of coffee. I was sitting there with my sister's boyfriend, Marty, and we had a cup of coffee. I was on break and I thought, this stuff is awful. Why would anybody want to drink this? It tastes terrible. It's so bitter. And then Marty said to me, he said, well, you got to put sugar and cream in it. Because where I grew up in an Italian family, we had espresso, tiny little cups of super concentrated coffee, which I never liked. But my father drank tea and my mother drank tea. So I was not really exposed to coffee until I was out in the real world at 16. I was 16. And that's how I got the job. Most of my jobs before 18, I gave them my wrong age. Because back then you didn't test. Nobody asked questions. I just wanted to work. All I wanted to do was work. And if I could do whatever they needed me to do. I was a big kid, so I got away with it. So I realized, why are we putting sugar and cream and all these other sweeteners into coffee to make it taste better? Why do we want to do that? It tastes awful. So even back then, before I was who I am today, I was thinking these thoughts. So caffeine content, single cup of coffee, can range from 30 milligrams to 300 milligrams. The average is about 90 to 100 milligrams of caffeine. And it's funny because I saw this the other day. It's a soda that's sweetened with stevia. Okay, and I like it. I won't say the name because I'm going to say something derogatory about it now. And I've always said it's a great substitute for soda. Even they have cola, which has caffeine. But instead of drinking all the sugar and high fructose corn syrup, you can do these sodas sweetened with stevia. And I was okay with that. I'm willing to negotiate with you on everything. Just so you know, when it comes to health, I'm willing to negotiate with you because I understand not everybody's ready to jump in and do it all right the first time. So I'll hold your hand. And then it said energy. And I thought, what are they using for energy? B vitamins, adrenal support, ashwagandha. I'm thinking all these things, you know, nitric oxide. I pick it up all excited about this health drink, and it had caffeine in it. Well, anything with caffeine is going to be an energy drink. Doesn't matter what it is. It could be water and caffeine. So I was a little disappointed, but I digress. A lot of studies demonstrate that caffeine can lead to short-term boost in brain function. I remember in college, I tried it and it worked. It can improve your mood, your reaction time, your vigilance, your general cognitive function. So coffee does have a benefit to stimulate the brain. It can boost metabolism by 3 to 11%. So help you lose weight, but not very well. 3% isn't a whole lot. And it improves exercise performance by about 11 or 12% on average. Now, when it comes to exercise performance and brain function, I take Dr. Joe's nitric oxide support because nitric oxide support opens up your blood vessels, increases circulation to your brain, your heart, your lungs, your muscles, your sex organs. And so I'm a big fan of nitric oxide support as my energy boost. That's what I take every day. And people say to me, well, Dr. Joe, how do you keep the energy at your age? I look at people my age and they're like dying, literally dying and or dead. And I'm thinking, why do I have so much energy and they don't? Because I give my body the nutrients that it needs to function properly as opposed to giving an artificial stimulant, which is what caffeine would be. So nitric oxide, absolutely positively, my third favorite supplement. Super Greens, an essential source of my first favorite supplements, Tide. And then nitric oxide is my second. Because nitric oxide is so important. And as we get older, our nitric oxide level drops. We can produce nitric oxide. You don't have to get it from an outside source. But as we get older, I like to give my body the raw materials to produce the nitric oxide. In this case, it's citrulline. And so I give my body the raw materials so that it can produce the nitric oxide, open up my blood vessels, increase circulation to every part of my body. Side note, when it comes to romance for men and women, as we get older, things don't work like they used to. And so if you take nitric oxide support about an hour before romance, in many cases, not all, depending on the source, you see an increase in blood supply. And I've gotten many thank yous from men and women by giving that little tip. So I take it every day anyway for energy. But if there's romance involved, you can kind of take a second dose. It lasts in your body about 6 hours, 6 to 8 hours. So if you take it in the morning, you take a second dose in the afternoon. Great for blood pressure, too. Because when people have high blood pressure, which, by the way, coffee can cause, nitric oxide or caffeine, nitric oxide can open up the blood vessels and counteract that effect. And by the way, if you're taking nitric oxide, you probably won't be taking the caffeine anyway. So just a little side note for you. Now, a lot of these side effects, the metabolism, the brain function, short term. And if you drink coffee every day, the downside is you build up a tolerance or any type of caffeine. And so the effects become less and less powerful. So I had a patient one time, his name was Yogi. I remember years and years ago, maybe 20, 30 years ago. And he was drinking like 20, 30 cups of coffee a day. And this guy, I remember he's a short little guy, but he was just, his muscles were like tapping on wood. It was so hard. And it wasn't because he worked out so hard. It's because he was so spasmed. Everything was so spasmed. And trying to give him chiropractic adjustments was a nightmare because he was so tight. And he lost his family. He lost his job, business, because he was so strung out, he couldn't focus. He went beyond a little bit of benefit from caffeine, and he just couldn't quit. And it really kind of motivated me to do a lot of research into coffee way, way back then. So coffee can protect against Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. So this is a benefit. Alzheimer's disease, the worst common cause of neurodegenerative disease and the leading cause of dementia. There's different types of dementia. Studies have shown that coffee drinkers show up to 65% lower risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. That's good. Parkinson's, second most common neurodegenerative disease, is caused by death of dopamine-generated neurons in the brain. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter that helps you calm down and relax. And so if the dopamine levels are low, your body can't suppress parts of the brain, and then you start having these tremors and these uncontrollable movements. There are studies out, I reported on this a while ago, fava beans, and I think they're called velvet beans, have very high in dopamine, and giving a serving of fava beans was the equivalent of taking one dose of dopamine medications that they give to Parkinson patients. So for Parkinson patients, we need to increase their dopamine production by giving them things like fava beans, but also fixing their digestive system. Because the amino acid named tyrosine becomes dopamine in the brain. And if you don't have enough tyrosine, you can't produce dopamine. With Parkinson's, you already have a problem producing dopamine. And if you have acid reflux, heartburn, burping, gas, bloating, that can affect the production of tyrosine as well because you're not digesting your proteins and breaking them down into amino acids. And amino acid tyrosine is one of the amino acids. So if you have heartburn or acid reflux, many times we need to adjust or pull your stomach down away from the diaphragm. And when we pull the stomach down away from the diaphragm, many cases fixes the acid reflux, constipation, diarrhea, bloating. But I feel more importantly, it allows you to start producing the neurotransmitters in the brain because you're breaking down your proteins. You got to give your body the raw materials to work. It's just that simple. There's only one vitamin your body can produce on its own, and that's vitamin D. Everything else has to come from an outside source. And if you're eating a standard American diet, alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, artificial sweetener, you're not giving your body the nutrients that it needs to function. So you might survive, but you're not going to thrive. And you're not going to survive at the best you possibly can. So coffee drinkers, 32 to 60% lower risk of Parkinson's, but why don't we just eat fava beans instead? Why don't we take nitric oxide support if we need energy? Why don't we take B-complex, Dr. Joe's B-complex? So spoiler alert, I'm going to talk about this later too. The energy cocktail that I recommend instead of coffee would be Dr. Joe's B-complex, Dr. Joe's adrenal support, because it has herbs in it called adaptogens to help your adrenal glands work better, water, super greens, an essential source, and then digestive enzymes. Digestive enzymes help break down your proteins into amino acids to produce the neurotransmitters in the brain. Now, if you have low blood pressure, don't take nitric oxide. I had a patient just the other day, and we talked about it, and she's, I don't know, maybe 90 pounds. And she took one nitric oxide, and she says, oh, my God, she's 72 years old. She goes, I felt so much better, so much clearer. My bowels started working better. I felt great. She says, my blood pressure dropped about 2 points, and she's already low. She said, should I take more than one capsule a day? I said, no, stop at one. I take 4 a day, and I don't have high blood pressure, but I'm okay. So that's the cocktail that would work way better than coffee. And here's the thing. Even all of them added up together is cheaper than a cup of coffee in a fancy coffee shop. So you're getting major, major benefits on multiple levels, no downside. Coffee is also an acid. When you put acid in your body has to use calcium to neutralize the acid. So the body takes calcium out of the bones to neutralize the acids. Alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, soda, artificial sweeteners, coffees, breads, cookies, cakes, donuts, pastas, these are acid foods. And your body has to neutralize those acids with minerals. And one of the minerals it uses is calcium. So I've had many patients over the years come in with thinning bones. And they say, well, the doctor said I should take calcium supplements because I have thin bones. It's not going to work. I've never seen it work, ever, just taking calcium supplements. Because if you keep putting acid in the body, you're going to use up that calcium. And a bone is made up of a lot more than just calcium. It's made of magnesium. You need magnesium. You need vitamin D. You need boron, silica. You need a lot of things to build this bone, not just calcium. Calcium is the main ingredient, but it's not the only ingredient. And so people taking calcium have never, in my experience, ever rebuilt the bones. Now, I've had a lot of people take supplements, Super Green Essential Source, digestive enzymes to break down the food, glutathione, adrenal support. And the bones come back. They get stronger. So I know the formula that works in many cases. Calcium's not part of it. Isn't that ironic? So, but I digress. We're talking today about the good and bad of coffee. So if you're going to drink coffee, make sure it's organic. Organic decaf is better. Make sure that you drink a lot of water because it is a diuretic. It'll make you pee. And you got to replace the nutrients that it can exhaust from your body, like calcium. But taking a calcium supplement isn't going to do it. I want you to take calcium in the form of food. Things like Super Green, Essential Source, fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds. Now, you don't have to do everything I say. I need to remind myself to remind you. This is a journey. Health is a journey. It doesn't end. I remember I was laughing when these years ago when insurance companies came out with something called HMOs. And HMOs dictated what kind of care patients could get. And I remember thinking to myself, well, this patient is only allowed 10 visits a year, 20 visits a year, whatever it is. How many visits to a doctor would I want to go to? Chiropractic, medical, dentist, whatever it is, if I needed care? And my answer was, as many as I need. So insurance company says, we're only going to give you 10 visits. We're only going to give you 20 visits, whether it's chiropractic, physical therapy, medicine, whatever it is. That makes no sense. It makes sense to them because they're making money. But it makes no sense to your health because you get as many as you need. I don't need as many because I eat well as compared to somebody who doesn't eat well. So that's how I feel about supplementation. That's how I feel about chiropractic care. How much do I need? As much as I need. And that's why I do recommend people take supplements every day because you just don't get enough nutrients in your food. Even if you're eating an organically grown raw fruit and vegetable diet, chances are you're still going to need to supplement something. So I take at least Super Greens and Essential Source every day. That's the minimum. At my age, whenever I eat a cooked meal, I take digestive enzymes. I take nitric oxide every day to keep my circulation going properly. Vitamin D, I'm not out in the sun 20 minutes, 4 or 5 times a week. I take vitamin D as well. So I take adrenal support. So we can customize a plan for our patients, but we always start, if you need a starter kit, that's my starter kit, at least Super Greens, Essential Source, and vitamin D. Nitric oxide, of course, if you have normal or high blood pressure. Now, folks, if you want to come see us, we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, Stockbridge, and West Cobb. If you have neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, numbness, tingling, sciatica, headaches, digestive issues, nutritional concerns, stop suffering needlessly. Go to my website, drjoe.com, drjoe.com. Make an appointment to come see us now. We can get you in this week, I promise. Whenever you're listening to this, it's going to be this week. So we have always have new patient appointments available. Stop suffering because every day that goes by, it's harder and harder to fix whatever you have. Ask an oncologist. Ask a gastroenterologist. Ask a rheumatologist. Whatever the patient has, the quicker we get to it, the easier it is to deal with. So drjoe.com, we see children. Had a patient this week say, can you see my child? He's very young, but it looks like his head is tilted. He's a baby, an infant. I said, yes, absolutely. The youngest I ever adjusted somebody was literally in the delivery room. And her atlas was twisted over to the left, and I pushed the atlas back over. Atlas is the top bone in your neck. So drjoe.com, book your appointments. Normally, it's $940 for the first visit. For my listeners, I've reduced that to $299. Exam, x-rays, consultation, first treatment, going over the x-rays on your follow-up visit, and a complete nutrition evaluation. I don't know anybody who's doing that at any cost, certainly not $299. And then whatever care is necessary beyond that, we'll discuss it with you. You can decide what direction to go in. You're in charge of your own health. I just want to be the captain of the ship. I want to kind of guide you in the right direction so you don't mess up, hit the rocks metaphorically. So drjoe.com. All the supplements we talked about are also available on the website, drjoe.com, in the store section. When you order, we either ship that day or the next business day. Or come by and pick them up. Marietta, Duluth, Stockbridge, and West Cobb. Save yourself some shipping costs in the Atlanta area. Happy to do that. You can pay the post office or you can keep the money. It doesn't matter to me. So we're talking today about the good and the bad of coffee. Now, coffee drinkers have lower risk of liver disease. So there's a good. Liver, incredibly important organ, hundreds of different functions in the body. It's very sensitive to alcohol, high fructose corn syrup, and other sources of fructose. End-stage liver damage is called cirrhosis, and that involves most of your liver turning into scar tissue. Coffee drinkers have up to 84% lower risk of developing cirrhosis, with the strongest effect on those who drink on a regular basis. Liver cancer is common, second leading cause of death cancer worldwide, and coffee drinkers have up to 40% lower risk. Now, so again, there are some benefits to coffee. All those benefits that I just listed, you can get from fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, dietary changes, super greens and essential source, nitric oxide, B-complex, adrenal support, without the downsides, without the pesticides, without the herbicides, without the chemicals that are added, without the diuretic effect, without the acid sucking calcium out of the bones, without irritation of the bowels, without the cost. Gosh, coffee's expensive. If nothing else, you could save several hundred dollars a year that will more than offset your cost of supplements. So I'm showing you how to get healthier. I'm not saying coffee is all bad, but you can get the benefits from other things so much cheaper with so many positive benefits as opposed to negative benefits, negative side effects, I should say. Now, some of the downside, of course, coffee can cause anxiety, depression. I wouldn't be right to talk about the good things about coffee can do without me talking about the downside. Truth is, there's some negative aspects of coffee. Consuming too much caffeine can lead to jitteriness, anxiety, heart palpitations, even exacerbated panic attacks. I've had many patients over the years that drank a lot of coffee and it affected their moods. Now, we live in a weird society. Mood swings are everywhere, men and women. Women have it a lot with their cycles. It's just part of physiology. Men can have it if they're too hungry, if they're tired, if they're grumpy. So one of the things I want you to do is realize when you're having a bad day. You know when you're having a bad day. And I remember one of my secretaries came to me years ago, and she's still with me, and she said, this is not a good week to talk to me about a lot of things. I said, thank you. All I wanted to know, I just wanted information. So if you're jittery, if you're anxious, if you're heart palpitation, if you have high blood pressure, you might want to consider cutting out the coffee. In a second, when I come back, I'm going to tell you a trick that I teach my patients, and most people can give up coffee in 4 days. And I'll show you that trick in a second. If you have any questions, send them to me through my website, drjoe.com, drjoe.com. If you'd like to make an appointment, drjoe.com. If you want to order supplements, drjoe.com. Follow me on social media, at Dr. Joe Esposito. We post health tips every single day, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. Please do that as a favor to me. I give you all this information, happy to answer your questions. I'm going to ask you to do me a solid and just follow me on social media, at Dr. Joe Esposito. Folks, I'm Dr. Joe Esposito. Any questions, send them to me through my website, drjoe.com. Thanks for listening to For the Health Fit. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings on WSBRadio.com and on the WSB Radio app.